This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
So it seems as though we have a clip. You want to set it up for us?
I'd like to, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, we'll just roll it.
And now, the whole show's clip of the day.
All right, we're going to get to the clip of the day first, Michael. But I do have some breaking news coming from UNC football. So we'll get to that in just a moment. But here's Todd Monken, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Well, if you're tired of it now, just wait until the actual season starts. He was asked about the quarterback competition, Shedeur Sanders, Deshaun Watson. Here's Monken.
Do you think that as OTAs go along, we'll just kind of continue to divide them up, that whether this whole competition?
Yeah, nothing's really changed other than it's a different day and you're firing the same questions. We're going to rotate those guys and play the best player. I'll have it set for Jacksonville. We divide up Shedeur and Deshaun. So when it was two-spotted, we just keep the guys in the same spot. Actually, Shedeur took the first team reps the rest of practice.
All right, so he's saying Shedeur Sanders is probably kind of the favorite right now. But, Michael, the reporters, they're literally going to ask him that question every single day until he officially names a starting quarterback. It's just begun in Cleveland.
I mean, I'm sure that question never happens to any head coach, especially when they have a young quarterback and
a
quarterback that just... I mean, with Bo Nix, they kept asking, is Bo going to be the starter?
Yeah, but it was nothing... This is Shedeur Sanders, Michael. Whether he's earned it or not, he's a very popular human being.
And it's going to be a disaster for him because he's in Cleveland.
I think he's going to start. I think they're going to start him.
I think so, too. I think Deshaun Watson's days as a starting quarterback are numbered.
Now, you know, on this show, like, we talk about the Buffs, we talk about the Rams, we talk about, if it's in the state of Colorado and it's football, we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to be a fan. Let me ask you this. Like, we all kind of root for the Buffs. Fair to say? We root for the Buffs.
I root for them now that they don't play the Huskies anymore.
I root for them. Am I rooting for them over CSU when they play? No. I'm rooting for CSU.
Yeah, I root for Northern Colorado.
But are you rooting for Shedeur Sanders? Do you want him to fail?
No. I
know that's a harsh way to phrase it, but do you want him to be successful?
I would like him to be not unsuccessful. I would like him to be successful for a Browns quarterback, which is...
I mean,
saying much.
No. I'm rooting for him. I know. I'm annoyed by Coach Prime. He annoys me. Shedeur Sanders annoys me. Shiloh Sanders annoys me. But Mike, it's more fun if he's good. That year they were good. I know I lost my prediction. They smoked CSU. I know that. But that was awesome. Everything that came with it was awesome. I loved it when Buffs fans, I mean, they called me some nasty things, Michael. Things that I cannot say on the radio. It was bad, but I loved it. It
was
so freaking fun.
At the time, I would have defended you.
You don't have Twitter. You couldn't get on it. You don't know how to access your Twitter account.
Wait, that was all on Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, never mind.
It was all on Twitter. Just because I predict a football team to beat another football team. Oh, did I lay it on a little thick? Did I? Yeah, maybe, but you guys were so freaking easy. It was so fun. Prime fans are the worst fans in all of sports. Not Buffs fans. There's a difference. Big difference. Prime fans are the worst fans in all of sports. Worse than Lakers fans.
Does Kiffin have fans? Because I'd say Kiffin fans would be worse.
No. I don't know. I bet not. I bet they're not as bad as Prime fans. But I'm rooting for the chaos, Michael. I'm rooting for Shedeur Sanders to be in the limelight. Because I think it's fun. I think it's entertaining. So there you go. I'm actually rooting for Shedeur Sanders to be successful in Cleveland. You're welcome, Prime fans. You are welcome.
Do you want him to be successful in Cleveland, or do you want him to be successful
and then bad,
as opposed to what they have been?
The more successful he is, the more he's out there.
How about,
and the more rewarding it will be when, you know, like our Broncos beat him.
How about an unearned form of success, kind of like Tebow, where like Tebow got all this amazing press for, you know, winning the game, and really it was the defense that had the Broncos within 7 points, 3 points every game. Tim Tebow, 2 for 8. What a great winner.
That was annoying. Tim Tebow, love him as a human. He's a great human. He was a great college football player. His fans annoyed me. Very much so. His fans were
about
awful.
Football.
No, they were out of nowhere people that didn't even watch the Broncos, didn't even watch football, and then suddenly they had an opinion on who the starting quarterback should be for the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, even the ones that knew something about football forgot what football was and how it was being played because they were like, well, Tim Tebow's winning. He's the best player
ever. It is amazing
ever.
How the two of those quarterbacks, completely different for so many reasons, but carry the same kind of fan base. And that's, you know, Coach Prime fans bled into that. Like, Shedeur owes a lot of that fandom to his dad, obviously.
Yeah, like whether you have, like, on the field or off the field issues, or you're just a weird personality,
yeah,
you're going to get these annoying people defending you for all the stupid stuff you've done.
Right.
Or overblowing, like, the positive things that you do.
If his name was not Shedeur Sanders and it was Larry Johnson, oh, there you go. Larry Johnson, you remember?
He'd be running for the Chiefs.
Just imagine, would he even be in the NFL? I mean, he played 2 seasons for the Buffs, right?
He'd be,
and he had a good year.
He'd be in the NFL.
He'd be in the NFL,
but he would. We would not have the first round predictions. He'd probably be given third, fourth round predictions.
Would he have been drafted?
Yes.
Okay.
He's good enough to have been drafted.
But we wouldn't be talking about him. Nobody would be talking about him. Well, maybe
no.
We would because he was a Buff. And if he was in the same quarterback competition that he's in right now, we'd be talking about it. But nationally, people couldn't care less.
Yeah. And another reason to root for him, he's never been to court and never had to settle out of court with a bunch of people accusing him of crimes. So I like that positive aspect of him.
Go Pokes is pissed at the comparison. Comparing Tebow to Prime? No, I'm comparing the fan base. I'm comparing the fan base. They're very similar in their defense of their player. Because that might have been right before we started the show. But I was still getting flack on that because I think I had a Facebook account. I didn't have Twitter. But I was annoyed by it, so I was posting. It's like, he's not good, guys. He's not good. But it was all the Tebowites. They were like, what are you talking about? He's 2 for 6? Like, that's amazing. I've never seen anything like 2 for 6 for 40 yards. Oh, my gosh. I've never seen anything like it.
You want to know what the most depressing thing is about that? I went to to Tim Tebow's last game in the regular season as a Bronco. They lost to the Chiefs, who had Kyle Orton starting.
Yeah.
And it was a 7-3 game.
Did they lose
even
that?
The Chiefs fans felt for us.
They lost that game? What was the game where he completed 2 passes and they won? Wasn't that also against the Chiefs?
That might have been. I don't fully remember.
Because
remember he was bad. The Broncos only scored 3 points. The Chiefs, this is how bad it was. We had to depend on somebody else. If somebody else won, the Raiders won, the Broncos got in the playoffs because there was a 3-way tie for first place.
What was the game they won? Was it seriously this? Oh, they won 17-10 against the Chiefs, and Tebow was 2 for 8 for 69 yards and a touchdown. He threw a little dump pass to Eric Decker, and he took it the distance because he had one reception. Dude, can you imagine being on that? They hated that team. The receivers hated that life. Eddie Decker had one catch for a touchdown, and Matt Willis had a catch for 13 yards.
There's a name from a long time ago.
Wasn't Brandon Lloyd? Remember how good he was
Lloyd
for a second?
Hated that.
He could catch everything, but then he's like, I got to get the hell out of here.
He was our best receiver.
He was good, man.
He was so
good. He caught everything.
Journeyman. He was with four or five different teams. He just like never made it, but he was one of those like really good wide receivers that if he had a better quarterback would have been great.
Yeah, that was a wild time.
I mean, he was great with Kyle Orton.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Orton.
All right, so GoPokes was like, what the hell's the news, man? All right, I think this lives up to the hype. We got breaking news, Michael. There it is. Breaking news music. Means we have breaking news. It was bad, GoPokes. Saying Tebow wasn't that bad. It was bad. He was not good. He could run, and when he ran, it was exciting. Friday Night Lights are coming to Nottingham Field. The game against Weber State, which was originally scheduled for September 29th on a Saturday, has been moved to Friday night, August 28th at 7 o'clock, Michael.
Looks like I won't be watching that.
Why? Why?
That's football.
Well,
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. I might have it, depending on who's giving halftime scores, I might have it
who
on the
cares?
Computer here.
Who cares that you can't watch it?
I care that.
It's
I
not all
watch
about
that.
You. I'll be watching it, and that's what's important. In fact, I think we're going to set up shop there all day because we're going to tailgate everything. We're going to get Brian and Tanner out there.
I'm going to be out there, too.
We're going to get Bruce out there. We're going to get, obviously, me, more importantly, and then we're going to do our Rocky Mountain College kickoff show live from out there, too. We're bringing Dancing with Himself, the dude down the hall. I believe we're going to be setting up. I've known about this for a while, Mike. I've been sitting on it. But we're planning already all day Friday, that day, which is going to be awesome.
Is it going to be on ESPN or is it going to be on ESPN Plus?
It'll be on ESPN Plus, but maybe not because they're moving it to Friday night. The reason you do that is for a chance to be on a better opportunity to be on a network. So maybe it would be on something else. Friday night, man. Dude, night lights for the first time ever at Nottingham Field. And it's going to be on a Friday night. It's going to kick off the football weekend. It's going to kick off the football season, Michael.
This is bad news for me.
No, it's great news for everybody else.
Well, I just want to watch the game. I just probably won't be able to.
Oh, man, I'm so excited for this. I am so excited for this. For my schedule, it works out. You know, I don't like day games. You know me. I'm not a day game guy. It's why teams lose during the day, because I'm not there.
Can I make a prediction?
The Bears are going to go undefeated next year. Probably never lose a game. Except probably beat Wyoming too, go Pokes. Yeah. Yeah, this Bears team's legit.
I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
Miles McClarity.
Ooh, yeah. Pick six. Pick six.
Not a pick six.
Just pick
six. Maybe a pick six, but he's going to get an interception, and the Bears will win.
Yeah.
Now, I think I predicted them to beat Weber State this last year, and that did not happen.
No,
they lost
didn't.
Like 55-7. But this year,
no. It's
going to happen. I'm calling it now.
Oh, my gosh. Please don't ever do that again.
Calling it now.
This is going to be great. Okay, let me read the text. I'll speak carefully, obviously, on this. I get the reasoning, but a bummer for community members who, let's face it, are in much higher attendance than students who have been looking forward to the Saturday night game with tailgating. Those people work mostly and won't really be able to tailgate or have Friday night football obligations. You can tailgate at 5. If the game's at 7, you get off work at 5. You cut out a little early. Your boss will understand.
What's the date?
August 28th.
Okay. So, like, no one goes to Greeley Central, Greeley West, Northridge games. Like, I've been to those games before.
Well, she's not talking about...
Nobody shows up.
She's not talking about that.
Unless it's West versus Central.
She's saying, like, the build-up. She wanted more of a build-up throughout the day so people could go out and tailgate on a Saturday.
I think it should be a build-up throughout the week.
Well,
Okay. I think everybody needs to take Friday off.
Okay.
Including me. Brady, I'm off that Friday.
No, not approved. That's a here day. So, not approved. We'll be
no,
out there.
No, a there day, because I'll be there. Brady, you're going to produce from here.
No.
Good luck pressing the right button.
Yeah, no. I can't do your job. I mean, anybody can do your job, but I can't. You know, it's like running, you know, I can run the company, but I can't do the dishes. That's more of you. Like, you're really good at that. Like, you're really good at doing the dishes and stuff like that, you know? But me, obviously, have an award-winning show and that kind of thing. We all have our strengths, is what I'm trying to say. We all have our strengths.
And I more of those strengths.
Got to look
and
pretty
they are
hard.
Stronger.
You got to look pretty hard to find them. Faith says, the smile on Miles' face right now when Michael said that. He has his goal on his wall, and first one is interception in the first game. Dude, I got goosebumps.
Yeah, but this
I got goosebumps right now.
First
Miles
McClarity's
a stud.
Weber. I'm going to call him Weber State.
Weber State.
It's an interception against them, and UNC wins. I'll have a score prediction later.
Well, give me the score prediction now.
Well, 17-6 now, but later. Later, okay. Later, I'll have a legit one.
Hey, Greeley, let's go. Let's go. This is your opportunity. This is your opportunity. You're not going to be, you don't want to be little brother all the time, like baby brother. Because CSU is considered little brother to CU. I'm sorry, that's just the consideration around here. And then you're considered baby brother.
UNC won that game last year.
Yeah,
just
they
saying.
Did. Yeah, they should have. Yeah, they should have won that game. But this is your chance, fans, to show out on a Friday night. Fill that thing up, man. Fill it up. And let's have some fun. Because that is going
be
to be
there.
Awesome. Mm-mm.
I'll be there.
No. Would you go? I could work. I could arrange it. We could work it out.
I don't know if there's anyone who could.
We could arrange it.
Not to brag, but there's a lot involved in doing Friday nights.
That's true. All kidding aside.
And I've been doing that Friday night stuff for years. So.
All kidding aside, Michael, you are. You know, you are. That's as good as I can get. You are.
You know, I am also good at editing, so I can find any clips and just like throw them in.
Faith says, I do understand the logic and just trying to entice students to stay, the TV time and the extra preparation. Because that's the thing, like students go other places on the weekends around here. I was a student here. I did the same thing, Mike. I was in Fort Collins. I was in Denver. Sometimes I went home, believe it or not. Greeley has some work to do when it comes to like things to do for students, young people, and the scene.
The youths, man. The youths.
Texter just kind of feels like a semi-slap to the community members who always support tailgates and games. I don't know. Also, if you want them to come, they'll come. I mean, I'll be there. I'm excited. Do you guys have a problem with this? Does anybody else have a problem with this? Because I personally think it's awesome. I know you do because it's going to work.
Also, like Friday football is Friday night lights for high school sports.
If I had a kid playing high school football, I would probably be a little sad.
College football should be played on Saturday. High school football is Thursday, Friday, mostly Friday.
I love watching action. I love watching middle-of-the-week college football games, Mike. I like breaking it up a little bit.
Yeah, most of those middle-of-the-weeks are the nobody schools. We have to schedule around this and this and this. It's like a Jacksonville State versus the University of Idaho's Tech.
What are they?
I don't know if Idaho Tech has a school.
I was trying to get you to say.
I know Jacksonville State exists.
I was trying to get you to say your Idaho thing because it's funny.
Idaho.
Okay, I can read this text. I had to be careful. I didn't know where you were going. Friday night will be fun under the lights for UNC. KFKA show will be at Severance that night hosting Wellington. Friday is for high school. Saturday for college. It's Labor Day weekend. Yeah, KFK will probably be doing a high school. We don't broadcast the UNC games anymore, so we'll probably be doing a high school game, which is great. So we're going to have a full day of football build
was
up
that
for
a hint that he wants a severance in Wellington?
I don't know. Is that a hint?
That we did that last year. No, we did Wellington and
I don't remember the first
the other
game.
School in that area.
I don't remember the first game we did, Mike. Listen, we're rolling out some plans too. We got some exciting stuff coming. Can I announce it? You think I should announce it right now? The exciting stuff? Like who's going to join the team? Who's going to be doing our high school football games? And not because of a demotion or anything, because the team is staying intact. Let me just be clear, because Kyle Johnson is amazing, but it works out for him better to be a studio guy. So he's going to be hosting football night in Northern Colorado every Friday night starting at 5 o'clock. He's going to set the stage for you. Bruce Dick will be doing color, as he did last year. We love Coach. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a legend. And
legendary.
And the Jerry Schimmel.
Legend Jerry
is going to be doing play-by-play for our high school football games this year.
So if we have a halftime guy, then I can watch
Kyle Johnson.
UNC on ESPN Plus.
No. Kyle Johnson will be our studio guy because he knows he covers so much ground. He'll be talking mostly preps, but he'll be getting into the college scene as well. But football night in Northern Colorado is back with a vengeance, and it will begin that first Friday at 5 o'clock. It's going to be awesome. And Jerry Schimmel is going to be doing the games. Former voice of the Nuggets, Rockies. He will be doing our high school football broadcast. We have a lot of news today, Mike. Didn't think we were going to go this way. Yeah, texter from Go Pokes. Dude, that's freaking awesome. Jerry is freaking awesome. Yes.
Jerry is freaking awesome.
It's going to be so good. Don't give him a power cable, but he's a very good broadcaster. The funny story. We got a bunch of baseball games to do tomorrow, right?
I certainly hope.
Yeah. Jerry did a game for us recently, which was awesome.
Yeah, and our main guys were out, and they missed a great game.
A great game.
Ha-ha.
Jerry took the power cord for it and put it in a different bag and did not bring it here to Greeley. So that different bag, Mike, is in Frederick. So in order to do the games tomorrow, we need a specific piece of equipment that if we ordered it, it wouldn't be here in time. So we sent the dude down the hall, down to Frederick, down to Denver, to get the court. And he has been on a crazy journey ever since. Like, seriously, because it's not there. It's somewhere else. I just found out. So he had to go there. Oh, it's not there. So I got to go to this place. So he's been all over the place. All right, text coming. Best way to ruin high school football is playing college games on Friday. No, the best way to ruin college football is doing what they're doing right now. Is all the crap that's happening right now. I don't think so. I don't think that ruins it. I think it sucks for fans that want to watch Friday night games or have kids that play Friday night games. That part I get, and I do understand. But selfishly, I like it.
If any college is going to do it, it should be UNC, because unfortunately there is just no local support for the Greeley schools outside of university.
Yeah. Well, we got to get that support for UNC too. A lot of texts coming in. Guy, you're already getting me excited, 303. 303 is already getting me excited. UNC has some special athletes on offense. Offensive line is big. Yeah, they're returning all their O-line. Defense expected to make some big steps this fall under Hadley. Yeah.
A guaranteed interception during the Weber State game.
New linebacker coach from BYU. Of course, Coach Lamb has a lot of those ties. Weber State new head coach needs to take advantage of new Weber State head coach, so you need to take advantage of that. Marcus Mosier will be a breakout wide receiver this fall. We've talked about him on Football 52, I believe. Eastside Chris, I'm leaning more toward a first game under the light. Should be Saturday. However, you guys will have to work on that day. Look at the overtime pay. Ka-ching, ka-ching. We're going to get overtime, you think?
What's that?
What is that?
I've never heard of that. Do we get overtime pay?
What is that? What is pay?
We work in radio. I work for Crackers and Mountain Dew.
Faith says, I'm very excited about this season. The asparagus is ready. Of course, I'm biased. Of course, yeah. Ed Lamb planted asparagus, Mike. And everyone knows about asparagus. It doesn't start getting, like, growing until, like, 3 years later. So that thing that Coach planted, it was part of his press conference, probably looks pretty good right about now.
Oh, my factoid about asparagus is way different than your factoid about asparagus.
Don't ask. Okay, what? Why? What is your fact?
Isn't that the one that makes your pee smell?
I don't know. I think it makes you have to pee. Something about it. Look it up. 303, City of Greeley, District 6, and UNC need to get together on this big moment for the entire community. I agree. Yeah, we need to be ready to go. Ready to go for this big one. I love it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Asparagus.
What
does make
if
your pee smell.
We do a Thursday night game on the high school side instead of a Friday night game for that 1 week, Mike? We could do that. It's May. We could plan it out. I don't know. Hooligans, thoughts? That way you could go.
I would like that.
We could go together. You'd be my date. Boom. That'd be exciting. Be kind of fun for us. Little together time. We're not around each other enough.
I wouldn't be with you. I would be somewhere in the stands, like cheering.
I don't trust you out in the world without supervision. So we need to.
Nobody knows what I look like.
I think Faith
does.
You'd be signing autographs out there, probably, Mike.
Well, I am the more popular of the whole show. It should be called the Michael Kirkpatrick, the 439th show and friend.
We couldn't get that one to pass. 31
yeah,
minutes.
Voice guy was like, it's too much.
31 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. Friday Night Lights coming to UNC August 28th, Friday night against Weber State. And Michael has some specific predictions. Our boy, our guy, Miles McClarity, is going to get himself an interception, first one. And that's going to be awesome. All right. Smitty, why is your co-host? Stop calling him. Freak co-host.
Co-host.
Why is he talking about asparagus and pee? I don't know.
It's a factoid.
He says, doesn't all pee smell? I don't know, man. Guys, I don't smell pee.
It just makes it smell extra awful.
I don't smell pee.
Avalanche in the playoffs is no small thing. Just how far will they go? Hear Avs games and coverage on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like rising before the sun and finishing your day after it sets. Like lending a hand to the neighbors who need it. Like finally putting your feet up after all the hours you put in. Our state was forged by passion and determination, and we serve the people behind it. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I didn't read the last part of the text from Smitty. So go, Pokes. Listen up. He says, why is your co-host talking about smelly pee from asparagus? Doesn't all pee smell? Let's ask Go, Pokes. He's an expert given his school's colors. That's pretty good.
Burn.
That was pretty good. Those two, we got one, like Smitty, diehard Rams guy. Go, Pokes, obviously diehard Cowboy guy. And they do not like each other. They go at it.
Next celebrity boxing match.
Yep, that would be
broadcast
fun.
Broadcast here on KFK by Jerry Schimmel and Bruce Dick.
Yeah, a lot of big news today. UNC moving their first game of the season to Friday night, August 28th, and Jerry Schimmel's going to be the voice of high school football along with Bruce Dick, and then Kyle Johnson going to remain. And again, it all worked out. It was one of those where Kyle's like, hey, studio stuff kind of makes more sense, and he's very good at it, and we're reviving that whole show. Not the whole show, but the show. Football night in Northern Colorado coming up this fall on Friday night.
And all I have to do is, like, you know, press a couple buttons and watch ESPN Plus.
Yep, that's all you
watch
have.
Watch Miles McClarity in get his first interception.
Well, we're working on ways around that. We might work a way around
17-6.
And they win.
So far.
39 minutes after the hour, Michael. We got to get out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Colorado Avalanche and the Las Vegas Golden Knights go back at it tomorrow night, Michael, at 6 o'clock. We'll, of course, have coverage for you here. Thanks to our great friends over at Altitude Radio. We'll be carrying the game two. And I think the theme of our thoughts, at least, Mike, is not too terribly worried. I know it sounds cliche, and I sound like I'm Micah-ing it because he's obsessed with the Broncos. But
and because I invented that saying.
You did, yep. Because every loss, we would ask you how you're feeling about the Broncos, and you would say,
I'm not too terribly worried.
Yeah, yeah. But this is actually real. I do feel like the Avs are still going to win this series, and I think they're going to bounce back in a big way tomorrow night.
You said actually real. My feeling about the Broncos winning is actually
dumb.
Real.
This is a dumb take, though. Like, it's the worst take in sports.
Best take in sports.
No, you think they're going to win every game, every day, no matter what the matchup is. You just think they're going to win.
Why go against the Sunday morning attitude when Sunday morning I know
you can want
win.
Them to win. That's fine. But you can't truly believe they're going to win every game.
I truly believe.
It's just not a real thing. But yeah, I think I'll be curious to see if Cale Makar goes. What did you think of Wedgwood's performance last night?
It was all right.
He was all right. That one that went through
that
five
one
holes
rebound
tough, yeah.
could have been. But
there was
wasn't,
a lot
he wasn't
of action.
Horrible.
Yeah.
It wasn't horrible. It was all right.
Now, the Avs have only lost two games in these playoffs, Michael. And in the two losses, or in the one loss, you obviously had the change at goal. Was it the change at goalie after the 5-1? Was that was Wedgwood, wasn't it? No, that was Blackwood. I'm getting my situation confused here. It was Wedgwood that struggled, and then Blackwood came in, and then it was was it game six? Yeah, game six. They closed it out, and Blackwood got the start, and then Wedgwood came and took over. So there was a change at the goalie position. Do you see that happening again?
Not mid-game. I think they'll probably
Wedgwood or Blackwood
Wedgwood
tomorrow night?
Again?
Yeah,
and
I think so.
And make games 3 and 4 Blackwood?
Yeah. I thought, you know, maybe Bednar would just, hey, after every loss, we'll just change out the guy that lost. But I actually don't think they're going to. I don't think they're going to do that this time around. Because I didn't think Wedgwood was bad, Mike. I didn't think he was bad. But that one, I'm just interested to see what Bednar has to say about that. And then Cale Makar's health will be big. Keeler was on with us yesterday talking about it, Mike, from the Denver Post, saying maybe if they lose game one, they force the issue. Maybe they force him, even though he's not cleared, not good to go. But it is an important one. If you lose tomorrow night, then I think we're coming. Well, I guess they play Sunday too. But if you lose tomorrow night, I think the panic button needs to be pressed.
I think if they lose tomorrow night, they will say, "Hey, Cale, you're in." And it's not like Cale Makar is like, oh, "I just can't do it, guys. I'm just gonna sit on the bench and smoke a stogie." No, he wants to get in. He's a hockey player.
Yeah.
Hockey players like, I have to be out.
Yeah, no.
I know I'm missing a leg.
You got to be careful, though. Again, recent history. Look what happened to Gabriel Landeskog. He probably pushed it when he shouldn't have. And then he was out for 2 years. So I know different guys, different ages, all that stuff. But you just want to be very careful. But you also want to win a hockey game. That's what all the focus is going into winning a cup. And tomorrow night becomes a huge, huge opportunity for the Avalanche to get closer to that goal. But if you lose tomorrow night, we're seriously talking about Las Vegas winning the series. I mean, the percentage goes up. I'm at like 70% the Avs win the series. If they lose tomorrow night, that drops to like 30 or 40.
I'm at 85% Avs winning.
I'm at 70%. I'm at 86% Avs winning, I think.
I'm at 86.3.
48 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. What did we learn? Coming up next, keep it here on The Hull Show. We'll be right back.
halves aren't stopping until a cup is won. Hear every epic moment on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, hey, what do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say what you learned today.
All right, Michael, what did we learn today on this 21st day of May? We learned a couple of things. The UNC Bears are moving their game to the first Friday night in college football. So they'll be playing on August 28th. So I cannot wait for that. I get it. Some people have mixed feelings about it. But I'm happy for Ed Lamb and the Bears. I think it's going to be exciting. We also learned, hey, we're not worried about the Avs. We're truly not worried about the Avs. I think they're going to smoke them tomorrow night. Michael, what'd you learn?
I learned that hot dog eating is not something to admire someone about.
Yeah, 100%. Build a statue of that human, Joey Chestnut.
Out of hot dogs and then eat it.
Nope. You put that up where everyone can see it and honor it the way they should. Joey Chestnut is a hero. Genuine hero.
To the diabetic community.
No, just a great hero. Michael, what do we have on tap tomorrow? We start at 9 o'clock pregame. Coverage of 3A state baseball.
That is correct.
9 o'clock and then 9:30 first game. We also have a game two happening at 2 o'clock.
Probably a little after. You
a little
know
after
how
two?
It is.
Yeah, you know how
unless
it goes.
Unless there's a mercy rule,
yeah,
it's going to go late.
All right. Well, I'm excited about that. Here, we'll have Kyle Johnson and Bruce Dick on the call. So baseball throughout the day here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.